The question is that we say that science is ascending and scripture is descending mode of knowledge, but even in scripture we use our intelligence and our senses to understand. So isn't it that scriptural study is also an ascending mode of knowledge? Not necessarily. As I said, any system of classification, there has to be, it will never translate neatly into categories in reality. We could even say science also has a descending element. It is not that every scientist begins by reinventing the wheel. Scientists also, science students, they also receive so much knowledge from pre-established authorities in science. And they may build on that knowledge. But science also involves a descending element. But the point is, it is descending from where? It is descending from other human brains only. Whereas scriptural knowledge is descending not from other human brains, it is descending from the divine brain. So as far as the ascending aspect is concerned, there is utilization of senses and there is domination by the senses. By domination, what I mean is, if I get a, to give you an example, if I get a complicated gadget, and then the standard example is scripture, like the manual for the manual for life. So now if I get a manual, even after I get a manual, I have to use my intelligence to understand the manual. I have to use my intelligence to use the device according to that manual. So it's not that my intelligence has no role when I have a manual. Even when I have a manual, my intelligence does have an important role. It is just that the manual gives direction for my intelligence. The manual does not replace my intelligence. So it is not that when we get descending knowledge, it is not that we are not using our intelligence. We use our intelligence, but in according to direction given by scripture. And so in contrast, if somebody without using a manual tries to monkey around and figure out a device, a person may be able to figure out some of the features, but it's possible that a person can make mistakes. And you know, we press some button which causes some damage, start some app which causes some deleting of the data or whatever. If we're just monkeying around without any guidance, I can harm a gadget. So like that, when without using a manual, we try to go through life and try to do things, we may get ourselves in trouble. So at best, we will underuse. At worst, we will disastrously misuse. So that is, if we study independently of, use the device independent of the manual. But even when we use the manual, we do have to use our intelligence. So when we say ascending or descending, it is not an absolute watertight division. It is more of mode of emphasis. So the emphasis is, I'm using my intelligence, but I'm using my intelligence according to direction given by scripture. Clear?
Thank you.